dal Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem that day. The soldiers try to clear the narrow streets, but the crowd pressed in to see the man condemned to die on Calvary. He was bleeding from a beating. There were stripes upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns upon his head. And he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the Way of Suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary. He was bleeding from a beating. There were stripes upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns upon his head. And he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the Way of Suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary. The blood that would cleanse the souls of all men made its way through the heart of Jerusalem. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary.
In this message, we'll be looking at the Christ mind, and let us be very attentive. This is the mind with which Jesus functioned well over 2,000 years ago. Up to this very day, there are many arguments on who Jesus is, what he represents, and so forth and so forth. You see, but that mind with which Jesus Christ operated is the true mind of every man. It might be hidden, buried underneath our, you know, human existence, our human identities, buried underneath the darkness that constitutes this world. You see, but if we are to escape the realm of death, if we are to find our way back to life, if we are to rule and reign, and to walk in that victory and perfection that Jesus Christ displayed over 2,000 years ago, we must begin to recognize that Christ's mind within us and walk by that Christ mind again. So it's only as we put on that Christ mind can we enter back into life. Now Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as, you know, in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above all name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, things in the earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Praise God. And let this mind be in you. See, that mind that was in Christ Jesus, that mind with which Christ operated, let that mind be in you. See, this is the will of God. Let that mind be in you, so that we ought to walk as he walked while he upon the earth. We ought to speak as he spoke while he upon the earth. Praise God. See, the Lord is giving us here the key to getting out of the entanglements and many things and problems and sorrows that we are encompassed with. Praise God. Let that mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you. See, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. See, that mind of Christ is a mind that says, I am equal with God. I am one with God. Of course, you dare not say this kind of thing in public. You dare not go out in front of a pulpit and say such a thing before the religious mind. They will call it pride. See, years ago I was invited, you know, by a pastor, and I quoted this scripture, and afterward the pastor came out and told the whole congregation that, are we gods? And they all laughed, you know, they all laughed. Now the carnal mind, which is actually a defiled mind, calls that kind of declaration pride. How dare you call, you know, make yourself equal with God? Isn't that what they accused Jesus of? They said he tried to make himself equal with God. See, that he was blaspheming. You see, but what people do not realize is that if you walk and claim to have a life of your own, you are a god unto yourself. If you claim to have a life that is independent of the one living God, you are a god unto yourself. And that itself is pride. Now, if you can elevate your mind from the illusion of your life as a mortal upon the earth, because in reality, you will discover that your own life as a man, as a mortal, is your barrier between you and your bountiful blessings in God. See, it is the human identity, the independent self that we form for ourselves, that actually blocks the streams of living water that flow in the garden of God. See, unless we begin to take away this illusion that we have some kind of life of our own as mortals, independent of some God somewhere in the sky, we cannot be partakers of that same glory that Jesus Christ inherited. Now, Jesus Christ made that confession right while here upon the earth. That is the mind of Christ. I and the Father are one. And of course, the stones, they picked up stones. I and the Father are one is not pride. See, I and the Father are one is submission to the one and only one who spans eternity. Praise God. If you have an independent self, there's no way you can ever fulfill the law of God. You can't say you can love God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. It's impossible if you think you have an independent self. It's impossible. You can only love God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your strength when you realize that that is your life. Praise God. See, we're getting clues now on how to escape the corruption that is in this world. We're getting clues on how we can escape, you know, sin, and how we can escape nature that cannot align itself with God. God is giving us the keys here. We must put on that mind of Christ. Let that mind be in you. Let it be in you. Let that mind be in you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Destroy the serpent mind. Loosen yourself from the serpent mind. Loosen yourself from the mind of the beast. That is the mind that tells you that you are independent of the true God, in whom is the eternal life. Praise God. That is the serpent in the garden. See, that, you know, drives you away, or separates you, annihilates you from the life of God. Praise God. If you have the revelation of the mind of Christ, that I and the Father are one, you will spontaneously pick up the cross. Pick up the cross. The cross of the Lord Jesus. You will spontaneously pick up that cross and humble yourself unto the death of the cross. Now, you can notice saying here the death of the cross. The death of the cross is not just the death that we see in this world, because I can assure you that it's not God's will for any man to die. God does not take pleasure in the death of any man. See, but there is the death of the cross, which means a death to your human life. A death to that false life that says that it is independent of God. Death to that life that says that I was born yesterday, I belong to that tribe, I am of this color, I have a name of my own, and all that kind of stuff. We must let go of that life and take a hold of the life of God. Let that mind be in you. It is a charge unto the saints of God. Those who seek glory, those who seek to be elevated above the realm of hell and death, those who seek the presence of God, those who seek the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ had that mind and humbled himself to the death of the cross, and for this reason he was exalted above all principalities and powers, and given a name above all names. And what name can be higher than the name of the Father? Oh, hallelujah. What name can be higher than the name of the Father? What glory can be greater than the glory of God the Father? Oh, hallelujah. Those who seek that glory will have to, fish out that their original mind, which is the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. And there's a power that begins to work in you that lifts you up, that raises you up. Hallelujah. That quickens your mortal bodies. Hallelujah. A power that begins to quicken you and loosen you from the beggarly elements of this world. Hallelujah. That begins to break the power of sin over you. It begins to set you free. Hallelujah. So that you can once more sower in the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Praise God. These are the ones at the right hand of God. These are the ones who have their being in God, whose lives are hid in God. Hallelujah. These ones know no death. Hallelujah. They have absolute access to God the Father. Everything that God is, they have access to that. Oh, hallelujah. These are the ones that transcend the realm of fear, the realm of pain, the realm of sorrow, anxiety. And they enter into stillness and bliss throughout all eternity. Let that mind be in you. Hallelujah. Let that mind take a hold of you. Hallelujah. And as that mind takes a hold on you, your speech changes. Hallelujah. Your language changes. You no more begin to speak out of the dustrain. You no longer begin to whisper vanity out of the dustrain, but you begin to sing upon the peaks of Zion as the sons of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. For life and death is in the power of the tongue, and what you speak is what is in your mind. Hallelujah. By your words you are set free, and by the same words you speak, you are condemned. Praise God. Your mind and your speech act as a key to either loosen you from your attachment to corruption, or to bind you to corruption. Praise God. We are sure that when we put on the mind of Christ, we are losing from the beggarly elements of this world. When we put on the mind of Christ, we are losing from that life that stands as a barrier between we and the invisible God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the mind of Christ is actually the mind of the Spirit. It's a spiritual mind. A It's a spiritual consciousness. For Christ represents a spiritual entity, a spiritual body, a spiritual man. Praise God. If you turn quickly to the book of Romans, chapter 8, we can read this in Romans chapter 8. From verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Hallelujah. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is what is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Are you listening? They that are in the flesh cannot do what? They cannot please God. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. Now, to be in the flesh or to be in the Spirit is determined by the mind you put on. If you put on the mind of Christ, you are in the Spirit. You walk in the Spirit. You see according to the Spirit. You recognize the things according to the Spirit. But when you walk in the flesh, you walk in relation to this particular age. You walk carnally with the natural mind. See, you recognize yourself after your outer body, which is the natural body, neglecting the inner man, which is actually the spiritual body that is Christ. Praise God. See, the only way we can walk worthy of the glory of God is by putting on the mind of Christ. Praise God. To escape the condemnation unto death that reigns in this world. Praise God. Because the world is just one entity full of transgressors who are condemned unto death. See, but to come out of this condemnation, a man has to put on the mind of Christ and therefore align himself with Christ. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. See, the law of life. Hallelujah. Praise God. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes us free from the law of sin of death and death that works in those who walk after the flesh. Hallelujah. To be spiritually minded is life and peace, is eternal life. But to be carnally minded is death. See, so if you go back to Eden, Adam, you can see that Adam became carnally minded. The serpent is just the mind, it's the carnal mind. The serpent is the mind that rules in this age. All men walk with that serpent mind. It is serpent mind that rules in all spheres of humanity in this world that we live in. It is the serpent mind that has caused divisions and opinions and tongues and nations and languages and all kind of confusion. See, that fuses into one called Babylon. It is the serpent mind. It is the serpent mind that causes man to sense that annihilation from the life of God. Who told you are naked? Who told you are a sinner? Who told you that you are anything apart from what I am? It is a carnal mind. See, that is the mind that rules in this world. But the hour has come when we put aside that mind and say, let the mind that was working in Christ Jesus work in you. Praise God. So you can once more enter back into glory. You can once more experience the paradise. Hallelujah. The realm of God. The glory of God. You can once more experience it in its fullness. Put on the mind of Christ. Let that mind be in you. That, you know, that says it's not robbery to be equal with God. Hallelujah. God is spirit. God fills all in all. Hallelujah. We have to align ourselves with the spirit and begin to walk with that one spirit that spans eternity. Oh, hallelujah. Let that mind be in you. Hallelujah. Some of the words of Jesus that have to become life in us, as seen in the book of John. So while Jesus Christ was making his testimony here upon the earth, he was simply there as a model to show us how we can, you know, escape the power of death and enter into life. Hallelujah. He says, I'm the door. Only by me can you enter beyond. See, only as you put on this mind that I walk in, only as you walk as me, can you go beyond the door unto the Father. Oh, hallelujah. In John chapter 8, verse 23, we are seeing here the mind of Christ. John chapter 8, verse 23, it says, and he said unto them, you are from beneath, and I am from where? From above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Praise God, that is the mind of Christ. Now you are from beneath. Now who are those from the beneath? Now he's speaking here about those who walk in the flesh. He's talking about the world at large. Those who walk in the vanity of their minds, thinking that they are creatures of the earth, thinking that they have some kind of earthly identity to protect and to keep, thinking that they have a life of their own, separate from God. You are from beneath. You are from beneath, far away from the glory of my Father. So you are beneath where hell and death reigns. But I am from above. See, I'm from a purely celestial realm with no form whatsoever, a spiritual dimension. See, I'm not of this world. You are of this world, but I am not of this world. I am not of this present age. This physical world. But am from a spiritual dimension, a world that never passes away. That is my dimension, that is my world. And I tell you, it's glorious up there. That is the mind of Christ. Praise God. You see, once we begin to have a sense of belonging to this world, see, there is no way we can escape the corruption that is in this world. We must put on the mind of Christ and recognize that we are not terrestrial creatures. We must put on the mind of Christ and not be carried away with the deceitfulness of appearances. Christ calls it the deceitfulness of riches. Things that look as though they are, but they are not. Praise God, I am from above. I am from above in a dimension that never changes. When nothing changes, everything remains the same from eternity to eternity. A dimension that cannot be shaped, moved by circumstances. I'm from above, you are from beneath. Praise God. When we put on this mind of Christ, we begin to walk in the Spirit and recognize that this is not our realm, this is not our world. We might be here for a moment, but this is not our realm. Praise God. This is the only way you can abstain, that you can keep your garments white in a corrupt and perverted generation. A generation where people go about striving for vain glories. Where you have murderers and thieves, all to gain this world at the expense of their souls. For what shall it profit a man if he gains this whole world and loses his soul? Now this is the mind of a man. This is the mind of the mortal man, or of the serpent mind. He thinks that he can kind of gain the glories of this world unto himself, only to discover at the end of the days of his days that he was a fool. Naked you come in and naked you go out. Praise God, I'm not of this world. I'm of another dimension. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm from an invisible realm. Invisible to the natural eyes. Hallelujah. Praise God. My riches are eternal. Eternal. My glory is eternal. Even though not seen by men, not understood by men, but my glory is real. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Another confession that, of Jesus that really baffled people up to this very day. This is the confession of that comes out from the mind of Christ. We are seeing the mind of Christ in action in one of his many, many meetings with the scribes and Pharisees. Praise God. He declared to them that I am from the beginning. I am before this world was. Now this was the logic in what Jesus said in John chapter 8 verse 58. Jesus said unto them, very verily I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. Praise God. Before Abraham was, I am. Now Jesus Christ was trying to declare to them that he is the one that has been from the beginning, even before anything material, anything physical came into existence, into this world. I am before the Hebrew nation. I am before Israel. I am before Abraham. See, by this kind of declaration, Jesus Christ had divorced himself from any genealogical tie with mortals upon the earth. Meaning that he had no mother upon the earth, he had no father upon the earth, he had no genealogical ties upon the earth. If you look at the initial chapters of the gospel, it speaks about genealogy. After Adam was Cain and Abel, after Cain and Abel, blah blah blah, and they go down all the way to Jesus. You see, but from that declaration, Jesus Christ was trying to say that he did not come out of the genetic line of Abraham, nor of Adam after the flesh, but rather he was from the beginning. A thing that people could not fathom or comprehend in that at that point in time. See, the Jews who had this took up stones to stone him, because I mean it sounded foolish to them that this is the same Jesus that was born a couple of years ago I know your mother Mary, I know your brothers and sisters, and you claim to be from the beginning. Now what the hell are you? So are you mad? But that is the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Because Christ is not born. Christ has been from the beginning. Christ has been in the Father from the beginning. He has been in God from the beginning. And through him and by him, all things that exist came into existence. And we are that one. That is the mind of Christ. We are from the beginning. We are not born. Praise God. I have no father, no mother upon the earth. I have no ties with mortality. Praise God. My family is there in the spirit before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. You see, once you begin to have the mind of Christ, let that mind be in you, you discover yourself losing all that you thought you had as a man upon the earth. Praise God. That's why Jesus Christ says that if you love father, mother, brother, sisters, or any of these things more than me, you are not worthy of me. So you must put on the mind of Christ and relocate yourself from the foundation of the world. See, there's no way a man can find himself at the end except you know your beginning. Praise God. Of course, momentarily we find ourselves in this world, born into this world with the natural bodies and all of that. But bear in mind that these are some of the things that have caused you pain and sorrow. Your emotional ties. See, upon the earth and all that kind of stuff. You must liberate yourself from the thought that probably you are immortal. You must liberate yourself from the thought that probably you are born upon this earth as a mortal. But you must get to connect back and know that before this world was, I am. Before the mountains came forth, I am. That is the mind of Christ. Let that mind be in you. Elevate yourself from the dust. Elevate yourself from your natural sense of life. Oh, praise God. This is the way we can escape the realm of hell and death. See it? Before death can get to us, the mind must first of all be rotten. Before death can come to us, the mind must first of all be corrupt. See, the corrupt mind is the natural mind. The corrupt mind is the mind of mortal man. It's the natural mind. It's the serpent mind. praise God, there is an adage in the Chinese, you know, traditional adage in the Chinese language that talks about the rottenness of a fish. The rottenness of the fish gets, the rottenness of the fish starts in the head. See, before it gets to the body, the head is first of all rotting. That's where the rot starts, the head of the fish. In likewise manner, rottenness and death and corruption in our body, sicknesses, disease, and all these things start off first of all in our minds. When we walk in any other type of mind other than that of that Christ, who is a spiritual man. If we are to be fitted back into that body of Christ, in which dwells the totality of the glory of God, we must put on the mind of Christ. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. That's why in the book of Revelations, John the Apostle saw those in the first resurrection. Praise God. Those who enter into what people term, you know, normally call the millennium, a 1,000-year reign, which in reality is symbolic. When you say 1,000-year reign with Christ, it's symbolic of eternity. Praise God. 1,000 in that manner is used to, you know, represent the day of the Lord, which is an eternal day. The day of the Lord is not just 1,000 years or 100 years or whatever. It's an eternal day. Hallelujah. John the Apostle saw those who had been beheaded. They had been beheaded for the testimony of Christ. And these ones arose from the dead, and they were seen ruling and reigning with Christ for 1,000 years. And the Bible says, blessed are those who find themselves in the first resurrection. Now that is the resurrection unto life. The resurrection back into the glory of God. These ones had lost their heads. They lost their heads from the testimony of Christ, meaning that they had put on the mind of Christ. No more their carnal minds, which is actually the mark of the beast. The Bible says that they refused to receive the name, the mark of the beast, and everything that concerns the beast. They rejected it, which means that they lose the natural mind to take a hold on the spiritual mind. And these ones rule and reign with Christ 1,000 years. For those of us who don't have, who have not read these scriptures in the past, I advise you to go to the book of Revelations chapter 20, where it speaks about the saints of God who reject the mark of the beast, who refuse to worship the beast, but rather they lose their heads for the testimony of Christ. These ones rule with Christ 1,000 years. They sit on thrones, ruling and reigning in life in Christ. Praise God. These are the, you know, the ones who have put on the mind of Christ. Let this mind of Christ be in you. See, that same mind that exalted Jesus far above all principality of powers is the same mind that will exalt each and every one of us back to that place of perfect peace, joy, and harmony with the living God. No more sin consciousness. No more fear. Hallelujah. No more worries for tomorrow. Because you are now ruling and reigning. See, no more working as an unbeliever. No more trampled upon by this, you know, by the principalities and the powers of this dark age. But you rule above all. Above all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the work of God. Let that mind of Christ be in you. That thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Praise God. Who walk as the Father upon the earth. Praise God. Confess your true identity and walk as that man on the earth. This is the only thing that can give us the victory. Oh, hallelujah. The mind of Christ. One of his disciples once asked Jesus, show us the Father. And Jesus Christ told the disciples, or the disciple, I've been with you this so long, and you still do not know me. He was telling the disciple that if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Praise God. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father who is in secret. Praise God. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father who is in the invisible. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father who is in the Spirit. This is the mystery of godliness. God manifest in the flesh, seen by men and angels, preaching the world and taken back up in glory. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. That is the mind of Christ. Because I and the Father are one. Praise God. Can we discipline ourselves and stand in that place, knowing that we are a manifestation of the invisible God upon the earth? Can we stand still for a moment, realizing that we are a manifestation of the invisible God? Praise God. Let that mind be in you. Hallelujah. Let the mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. He recognized his origin in God. He recognized that God was his life. Hallelujah. Praise God. We must exercise ourselves in this mind. Jesus Christ had to exercise himself also in this mind. Because there was a conflicting voice. See it, that tried to dissuade Jesus also from this confession. You know that? In the wilderness. What happened in the wilderness? When Jesus was tempted 40 days and 40 nights. What is the devil? Where does the devil come from to tempt you? It's from the mind. It's the carnal mind. That is the beast walking in the carnal mind. Praise God. Now some of us go on this journey, and the moment the devil comes, we hold hands with the devil and we are off. But it's not the will of God for our lives. See it? The will of God is that we stand still, resist the devil. Resist the carnal mind. Resist the temptations associated with the mind that says contrary. And align ourselves back with the name of the Lord, which is reality, our true identities. So you see, let the mind of that was in Christ Jesus be in you. It's our labor, our sense. It's our labor, our sense. Praise God. If we can continue in this confession, hallelujah. Continue in the confession of Christ. Continue exercising ourselves in the mind of Christ. death, and all the sorrows associated with life in this world has no place in us. Because we discover experientially that we are one body with the one that can never see corruption. Hallelujah. He says, thou shalt not leave my soul in hell. Thou shalt not allow your Holy One to suffer corruption. This is Psalm chapter 18. So you will guide me to your very presence. Your presence, the fullness of joy. Your right hand, pleasures forevermore. See, this is the portion of those who align themselves with the mind of Christ. Amen.
Down the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem that day, the soldiers tried to clear the narrow streets, but the crowd pressed in to see the man condemned to die on Calvary. He was bleeding from a beating, there were stripes upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns upon his head, and he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the Way of Suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary. He was bleeding from a beating, there were stripes upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns upon his head, and he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Dolorosa, called the Way of Suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary. The blood that would cleanse the souls of all men made its way through the heart of Jerusalem. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary.